This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
There is a socioeconomic point here. But if you're going to say that, you need to answer to then why he said, I want more people from Norway.
You know
why? Unless he happens to know that there's a lot of Muslim immigrants in Norway. I mean, maybe he wants them.
What this week that has something to do with Norway? The leader of Norway was here.
So it's the last person in the room kind of
thing. And they're talking about that.
So the last white person in the room?
No, come on. Look, if we actually move to a system like they have in Canada and Australia, points-based, merits-based, skills-based, you're not going to get people from Norway. People from Norway don't want to come here because that country is not a basket case. You'll get more South and East Asians.
They did come here when they were a basket case, and they moved to a big part of this country, in the Midwest of this country, and they have contributed greatly.
When we had a different kind of economy.
Okay, but that is what happens. People come from countries, they join.
Well, as we continue to duke this out, Scott Burdick is with us. He's at Mission Control in Minnesota. What are you up to today? Are you still in the middle of your heat wave at 30 plus? What?
It was -9 when I got to work this morning.
-9. Okay, so you're back to normal.
Yeah, back to normal.
Okay. All is well.
Yeah.
All is well. When it's that cold, I would tend to think that if it was that cold at CNN headquarters, maybe they wouldn't be so doggone contentious. What do you think?
Maybe I
got something there. There might be something there. I'm just saying. Let's be real about what Donald Trump maybe said. He says he didn't say it. He probably said something close to that.
Well, here's the thing is that people keep bringing up the merit-based thing, which they have a problem with. Well, why do you have a problem with that? Well, you're not going to get everybody. Well, we don't want everybody. That's the point.
Exactly. It's kind of like what Ed Conard said yesterday, right? And I think his idea is absolutely brilliant, and that is that, when you have an opportunity to bring people into this country, you know, kind of like we did, you know, shame on us. You know, we did this after World War II. We saw the talent base out there. We brought them in. And how do you think America was jettisoned so rapidly after World War II? Just on our own geniuses? No. We drew from around the world the talent base that was available. And so now, again, we have that opportunity with all the threats, economic threats that are surrounding us, that guess what? China, Korea, Iran, they see what's happened with America and they want to come after us. They want to overtake the world. They all want to be in America's position. So now, if we're going to fortify ourselves and really do something about the GDP and grow it, in a very strategic way, why not take advantage of the talent base that's out there? And why don't we be more selective and invite the talent that could take us to the next level? Why not do that? Is that bad?
You should. It's what every other country in the world does. I don't think there's any country that just...
So for the sake of some sort of partisanship and bickering and, we're being prejudiced or something like that, we're to ignore that and not wisely steward the funds and the resources that we have already have in this country? Why would we not want to add to the proposition? And that's all Donald Trump has been saying by way of immigration. I mean, we're all immigrants, right?
Well, the thing is that, one, you got to admit that, one, our immigration has never been altruistic. We've always had goals that we want these people to come in and do. In the beginning, we wanted everybody because, hey, we need to have more population. We need to grow our country. And then there was a period of time where we brought in a bunch of Asians and the Irish because, hey, we need to build a railroad.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always been something behind it. As you said, after World War II, we need to add some more to this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's grab the best and brightest scientists from around the world and have them come here. So you need to have the question answered of what do you think immigration should be used for?
Well, when all this stuff is emotionalized, Scott, you cannot talk about it rationally. And I think this is part of the frustration that Donald Trump and others may be experiencing right now. And we need to have an open conversation without anonymity, right? And maybe we can construct something of value for the American people. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to get involved in the conversation, by all means, you're welcome to. Your opinion does count here, unlike other places where, people are so quick to invalidate and set you aside because your opinion doesn't count. But I think that's at a great loss. What makes the United States is that we're all part of it. It's a government of, for, by we the people. It is not designated as to what the we is. The we is us. It is all of us in all the different colors and shades and shapes. That's what makes up this country. And we are greater when we are working together. Unfortunately, the environment that we're dealing with right now is very partisan. It is one that, if you're conservative and not liberal, then you're castigated and you're not allowed to come to the reindeer games. This is a great loss, and we've got to get on the other side of this. And we will continue to contend with this because, I think at the end of the day, we all want the same thing. We want the best America possible. But there has to be room for acceptance and understanding. It's kind of like the prayer of St. Francis I may have shared with you. Because I read that on a regular basis. And there's one line in there particularly that stuck out to me. And maybe I found myself at a point in my life when I was demanding more that I be understood than really being one to understand. And there is a line in there that it's a petition to God that says, help me to understand, to want understanding more than to be understood. In other words, put the other person ahead of my own agenda. And it's tough in this culture that says, look, it's about me, 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 and mine, 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 and that it's not about the other person. But when we are able to set aside our own personal desires and listen to the other person and understand where the other person is coming from, boy, I'll tell you, it is a phenomenal experience. And maybe you've been able to be blessed and have one of those kind of moments, those wow kind of moments where you say, wow, it's so wonderful that you just go, it can't be me. It's got to be something else inside of me that made that work. But that's a beautiful thing. And therein lies the opportunity. I mean, look, we're all in this journey together. And so should we be fussing and fighting all the way through and not accomplishing anything other than, more fussing and fighting? Or do we find a way to set our own individual agendas aside, and for the sake of the greater good and the higher calling, do we say, okay, I'm going to be more concerned about understanding you than demanding that you understand me. Because as we have found from experience, that when we allow the other person to speak and we begin to empathize and understand, then it opens up a dialogue. It knocks down those walls that keep us apart, and then we're able to communicate. I know it sounds psychological here right now, and I'm maybe on my my rainbow bandwagon of hope and faith, but I think we have to have something to shoot for in all this. If we're going to be focused on all the wrong things, it's kind of like, speaking anonymous, Scott, one of my favorite sayings is from anonymous, and this one is of value. And I can hold to this one. I think sometimes maybe it's because Al Gore hasn't put his name on it yet or something. But there's a saying announced or attributed to Anonymous, that great philosopher, says, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And I believe that part of the challenge that we have here in this country, and this is why the country has embraced Donald Trump, is Donald Trump has set out a vision that is connecting with most of America today. And that needs to be his number one mission, is to continue to pound that drum of the vision to make America great again. Everything cycles back. Our worldview, our position with immigration and that, is about making America great again. Well, what are the things that we did that took away from Americans' greatness? Well, one of the things was that we started obliterating the rule of law at every turn. I mean, whether it's Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Iran, money going in the dark of night, unmarked bills, hostage exchanges, nuclear weaponization, the weaponization of government institutions that we were supposed to trust. Although we knew that there was always that possibility, and we've seen it from time to time when these institutions have been weaponized and used against the people. And here we are in grand scale. It's like all hell is broken loose here and at every turn. But at the very core of all this is the rule of law. Now, we're still trying to get a hold of our next guest, Phil Hotzenpiller. He's a pastor out of Southern California. And there's interesting things happening there in California right now with the flooding. Now, some people are saying this is God's judgment. And as we were talking, he and I, and texting back and forth last night, I said, well, you know, I think that sometimes God's judgment is it can be perceived as being somewhat passive, in as much as there are some basic rules and laws of the universe. They're there. And, like the law of gravity. If you decide you're going to throw yourself off a building and defy the law of gravity, hey, guess what? Welcome to the consequences of violating the law of gravity. It's the same thing with stewarding the land. In California, you know, I lived there. I was born and raised. Time and time again, this isn't new. This is a cycle. This is a crazy cycle that they go through. Now, you think, with all the smart people and all the degrees, this is why, you know, sometimes it cracks me up when they talk about, you know, graduating from Harvard and Yale and all these brilliant people, because you get a lot of these brilliant people, supposedly, and highly degreed people in government offices, and you cannot figure out, you know, some basic things. It's like, okay, this happens every time. All in the name of environmentalism, you don't allow the land to be properly conditioned. Because, oh, gosh, you're going to violate some one-eyed, you know, squirrel or something. And so you need to protect this. And because you don't steward the land appropriately, then the brush builds up, a fire ignites, and then you get all this foliage that's destroyed. And so then what happens after that? Sure enough, you can count on the rains coming. The rains come. There's nothing there to hold the land. And now you have mudslides. So these are just clear violations of the truth and things that God has already set into motion. But because people want to deny God and deny godly principles, they continue to make this mistake time and time again. So for those that say, well, it's God's divine judgment, I think in part they might be right. And there could be some veracity to that, because, others might say it's just downright stupidity that California finds themselves in this situation. And guess what? They're going to come to the rest of the we the people and say, hey, we need money from your treasury because we're idiots. And of course, they're not going to say they're idiots, but they are. And we've done it again, so send us more money. And what will the government do? They'll send them more money to do it again.
Any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, they live here. They live about America. Thank you very much, Donald Trump and the GOP, for what they did with this big tax cut. Of course, Democrats said Armageddon. You know, Nancy Pelosi says, well, it's just crumbs they're sending their way. But according to the latest reports, even Americans for Tax Reform on their website, ATR.org, has a list of the companies that have given bonuses, have increased minimum wages as a result of this tax cut and Job Creation Act that was signed. 2 million Americans getting bonuses, $1,000, $2,000. I don't see that as chump change, but as one person commented, that's probably what Nancy Pelosi spends at lunch in San Francisco. Might be the case. I haven't been there. Just saying, and maybe I shouldn't repeat what other people are saying without me actually seeing it. But chances are we might be more right than wrong. Phil Hudson-Pillar is with us, speaking of getting us back right again. Phil is the conscience of America, I will say this, because he, like I, we're teammates in fighting for the higher ground and fighting for the faithful and God's will upon our country. Senior pastor with Influence Church in Southern California in Anaheim Hills. Pastor Phil, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Absolutely blessed. You know, I was sharing with the audience what you and I had talked about as we were tweeting back and forth or texting back and forth last night regarding California, that some people are looking at what's going on with this flooding as a divine judgment on the state.
Well, you know, it's really interesting how we rush to judgment when bad things happen to cities or philosophy, you know, areas of philosophy we don't agree with. Mm-hmm. And yet if we had a mudslide, a fire, or a heavy rain that wiped out a mission agency, we would say it was the devil.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Go figure. Yeah.
So we really got a really interesting perspective on it. I think rather than try to rush to judgment every time bad things happen and blame God, we need to look and say, you know what, there's a lot of things going on. Number one, our world is imperfect to start with, so it's not perfect. Bad things happen to a lot of good people worldwide. A lot of natural disasters happen. Doesn't mean judgment. Doesn't mean we can't learn from it and make application and say, wow, this is a great wake-up call. What do I put my conscience in? What do I put my value in? What do I put my security in? And then I think it's incumbent upon Christians not to quick to throw the judgment gauntlet out, but rather to say, what can we do to alleviate the suffering and the pain and the difficulty that people experience, even if they don't agree with us theologically or philosophically?
But it's okay to stop and look at the consequence and say, wait a minute, what we're getting is not what we want. So what is the problem here? In California, this has been a cycle. Time and again, because of the poor stewardship of the land, they allow the brush to grow. We get fires there. I mean, I was born and raised in there. I mean, this is a cycle that happens every year. And even more so with the environmental pressure and the weaponization of environmentalists and what they've done to the state. So they let the brush grow up, it burns down, and so then the rains come shortly after, it floods, and here we go. So as you and I were talking about yesterday, a divine judgment or just absolute obstinance, in much the same way, something I think I shared with you a while ago, a couple years back, God showed me, he said, well, what about the law of gravity? The law of gravity is in play, and if we violate it, when we hit the ground, we go, oh, man, I guess it's still in play. This is no bueno. And there are certain things that happen within our environment that are established laws. I mean, unlike our government that decides on the fly, they can change laws or have no laws and be lawless. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His laws remain the same to protect us, and we keep challenging those laws, but in our own obstinance, we want to say, well, it must be the devil.
Yeah,
maybe it's the devil in us. Maybe it's the devil in us. No.
Well, I think you brought up a really, really good point, Bill, and that is that we violate basic principles of wisdom that God gives us in how we manage just what we've been entrusted with.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think that is, to me, the best argument of what's happening here, because if you don't manage well what God gives you, you know, it erodes, dissolves, it becomes something that's not worth anything. Mm-hmm. And I think we can all agree that California politics are certainly not based around a biblical principle. And we have a lot of challenges here that undoubtedly are the result of just poor leadership, in my mm-hmm. opinion. And so that does bring us about certain consequences. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine. He was headed down here on Thursday from Santa Barbara. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm driving down the 101, which they closed.
Yes.
And in right in front of me, a palm tree, still upright, slid right down the hill and still upright right in the middle of the 101. And he said, I'm thinking I'm turning around and going home.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that should be, it should be a sign to you. Again, to add to the confusion of California and not being godly or even considering godly principles, you know, Governor Brown questions whether or not God created man and woman. He's now created a third gender. And I wonder, Phil, why did he stop at three? I mean, universities there in California, I think, have as many as 26 options. But now the state has declared officially there are three gender options. So God did not say.
Yeah, well, there you go again. Everybody says, you know, I think California's going to fall into the ocean. God's going to judge it. You know, and if it does, I hope it happens right about Anaheim so we get a beachfront property right here.
Exactly. 400% increase in value overnight.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think people in Arizona are hoping the same thing, so you just better hope the line stops there at the border on the hills.
Well, they have plenty of beach. They just don't have any water. That's just the problem, right?
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
You know, isn't it interesting, however, that the challenge that, and I think you brought this up earlier too, the challenge that we have is, you know, let's call it the anti-Trump kind of approach that California politics takes, and yet nobody's really griping about the Dow right now.
No.
You know, I mean, you got a 25% increase, you're going, well, how did that happen?
Yes.
And I think that's a good application of just, let's call it wisdom of good business applied to certain things, confidence in a market. And what we really like to see is we really like to see God raise up godly leaders all across the nation, especially in California, who can mandate and direct us in a way that will, you know, bring safety, peace, you know, well-being to all of society. And that's really what the biblical form of government is, that that rulers are supposed to be here to do good and to propagate the freedom of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Exactly. Well, and this is the opportunity for the church, Phil, now to join up, because if America ever needed the voice of reason and the voice of people of faith and the passion of the faithful people, it is now. I mean, they got a little bit of that answer in November in electing Donald Trump, I believe, in my humble opinion. Agree or disagree, that's okay, but this is just my opinion, that I believe that we are given an opportunity, because I can't imagine America, even after the first year of Donald Trump, compared to what Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer unleashed would be doing to this country right now.
Oh, undoubtedly. Undoubtedly. And, you know, it's interesting to see, you know, I think that the, you know, recent award ceremony where, you know, Oprah pretty much said she's going to run for president, you know, and, well, what does that give us? That gives us a great talk show host as president. Does that qualify? I mean, what qualifies a person as president? And I think it is that public servant who has a good perspective on mankind, on how to run a country. And, you know, Oprah's done some great things. I don't fault her for that at all. I don't think any of us would have looked back 20 years ago and said Donald Trump would be a great president. Right. So, you know, it is a challenge for us to think about politics in the future, and everybody wants to throw their hat in the ring because everybody can do better than the guy who's in office.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, threw his hat in the ring, and Oprah picked it up on the way to the dais and put it back on his head and said, that's unnecessary.
You know, I'm thinking maybe Bill Martinez for president. I don't know.
You want me just where you got me, right here. This is the best I can do for America, and we'll just keep on moving forward. And, of course, continuing to profess that Jesus still is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he still reigns, right?
Amen.
Amen to that.
So well.
Pastor Phil Hodgins-Filler, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Pastor Phil.
Money, money,
money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645.
NMLS number 1136.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey, D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, just the way you like us, fresh every day and independent. I'm Bill Martinez live, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We have Leah Carwin with us. She's the executive director of the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation. And we're going to talk about how millions are coming together in a worldwide Facebook live event to keep faith in America. And Leah, if ever there was a time that this was needed, I remember from, one of the great revivalists who said that, I think it was Charles Finney, who said that the time for revival always happens when it's most needed. And I hold on to his words because I say, Lord, send a revival now.
Yes, absolutely, Bill. We are right in line with that. That is exactly what we need, and we need to ensure that we don't move away from God and prayer, but instead we move toward God and prayer. Mm.
Yeah, when you think about the mess that we find ourselves in, and we were just talking with Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller out of Southern California, is that the chaos that we're in, for people of faith who understand the cycles of humanity and what we go through, this is nothing new. We think we can handle it better, and we turn our backs on God, and we end up, realizing that there is a mess that we get ourselves into. And so the response is people of faith who can understand and see what's happening turn to God. They get on their knees, say, God, help us. And what I have heard from, Franklin Graham in every prayer conference he goes to is that I'm encouraged because I'm hearing of what I call bonfires of revival that are taking place around this country. Now, the challenge is that we can get these bonfires connected. And Lord have mercy, we could have something real exciting on our hands here from coast to coast in this country.
That's exactly right. And that is one of our heart's cry is let's find a way to unite. Let's find a way in which we can have a unified effort. And one of the things that binds all of us together, because we all recognize that we all have our own assignments, organizations and leaders. We all have our messages that we're working on. And plus, all the good people out there are busy at work and at home, raising their families, working hard. We don't expect everybody to do everything. But the one thing that we have in common is that we can all come together and do three things, is that we can stand for faith together, because I think you will find that most of the people that are listening today are saying, you know what, I'm tired of being embarrassed and ashamed and feeling like I can't even talk about my faith in the public square. Mm. I can't even mention God when I go to school. I couldn't begin to even write about God in a paper at school if I wanted to, our young people. I mean, this is we've got to stand, first of all, firmly for faith. Secondly, we have to pray. We absolutely must pray for our nation and for our leaders. We cannot we cannot slack off of that. And third, we need to move forward. It's too easy for us to think of the past and, wow, this was historically so great and what America's founded on. And that's important. We have to remember the history. We have to draw on our Constitution and our laws. But the truth is, we have to look forward, and we do have hope, and we have opportunity going forward to move together in a united force to bring our country even better, into better shape, because people of faith have solutions. We have the ability to bring some real civility, generosity, kindness. People of faith bring positive things, and it's incumbent upon us to ensure that we have a free nation to pass on to our children and grandchildren.
Exactly. And Leah, what you're talking about is not theory. I mean, this is legacy. When you talk about people of faith and kindness, and I look back historically around the world, when you look at incredible things, I mean, to the good of humanity that have occurred, people of faith were the spearheads of every one of those events without exception. That's my understanding. I mean, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but historically, the legacy is irrefutable as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And it was true then, it's true now, it'll be true in the future, because the people of faith are the ones primarily that have pushed and pressed and are compelled by their faith to ensure two things, to ensure that every person has religious freedom. That's why we all have religious freedom, because people of faith are saying everybody needs to have religious freedom, not the people, just the people that agree with me, not just the people that have my faith. But everybody must have religious freedom. And secondly, we're also the ones that say, listen, every nation comes together and agrees upon a set of values in which they're going to live by. That is just life. That's every nation in the world from beginning to end. And this particular nation, America, came together and said, we are going to live by and ensure that our laws and policies reflect Judeo-Christian values and principles. And that is why we have a great nation, and that is why we correct the ills and the evils that face us in our nation, because people of faith step up and say, that's not right, let's correct that. And we make sure that we are people that have the ability to protect everybody's religious freedom.
Well, as you started out earlier, Leah, people of faith have been marginalized. We've been kicked to the back of the bus, told to shut up. We don't want your Jesus in our conversation. And, you know, how's that working out for you? You and I also discussed Randy Forbes, former congressman who I had on my show years and years ago, right after then President Obama, made the statement that America is no longer a Christian nation. And he asked the poignant questions of when did it happen? When did we stop being a Christian nation? When you look at these pivotal historical points of our country's development and founding and everything, as you go down through the years, you know, from the Civil War and slavery and, World War One, World War Two. When did we stop becoming a Christian nation? When did we stop crying out to God? And it's been this, in the last couple of decades, this cultural movement that wanted to marginalize people of faith so that, as the Bible states clearly time and time again, people could see things according to their own eyes, do as they darn well please, abort 60 million babies, just obliterate the family unit, And here we are in utter chaos. And according to the Gallup poll here, I think about 18 months ago, somewhere in there, I found it quite ironic that people not necessarily of faith were saying, where are the people of faith? How come they aren't speaking up?
No, that is ironic, isn't it? But here's the thing that I want your listeners to recognize. This is not an organic slide toward just people woke up one day and said, hey, we don't want to be a Christian nation. We don't want these values anymore. That's not what happened at all. There was a small minority of people, I mean very small, aggressive, well-funded, intentional people who said, we want faith out of this nation. And they organized and they got funded and they began to push and press and they put a strategy together and they have been working their strategy for two or three decades and now we're seeing the results. And the people of faith didn't even know what was happening. They didn't even,
exactly.
They didn't have any clue until suddenly the other side, the folks that are doing this have put that together. And here's what's ended up happening. Basically, we're saying, you know, oh my gosh, now what do? We need to wake up. And so all of the ways in which your faith and your religious freedom is being trampled upon in the same way, this is what's so encouraging. Yes, that's discouraging, but here's what's so exciting. In the same way, it just takes a small minority of people to turn the corner again. We don't need everybody. We don't need the entire nation to wake up. We need a percentage. Just 8 to 10% historically is what has changed the course of entire nations. We've seen that throughout our history and other histories and throughout the world. And so all I'm saying is you people out there that are listening to this, that understand what's at stake, join with us and get on your knees and take a stand and join with us in the Keep Faith in America initiative, because this seems to be a rallying cry that people are getting around. And it's not just one organization or one leader or one person. This is a coalition of organizations, celebrities, actors, legislators, governors across the nation, everyday Americans.
Yeah, people have been
saying it's time.
Exactly. Leah Carawan is with us. She's the executive director of the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation. More about this live Facebook event that's coming up. Stay with us, America. 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now. Are you struggling with serious emotional and physical illness? Do you know someone who is? The book Yeshua Prescription is now available at ChristianHealingOils.com, along with sacred anointing oil formulated directly from the Bible. Based on the healing techniques and teachings of Jesus in the Scriptures, this book provides a step-by-step guide for healing all facets of life, including health, relationships, abuse, addictions, betrayal, and more. Author Elise Monet takes you on a deep journey into truth and surrender, two of the primary keys to unlocking Jesus' power in your life. By applying her AAA healing system and Christian healing oils, the miracles of Jesus come alive within you, healing mind, body, and spirit. The Yeshua prescription is available today for only $14.95 and sacred Christian healing oils for $24.95 per 10 milliliter bottle. For a limited time, go to ChristianHealingOils.com and receive free shipping with every order. That's ChristianHealingOils.com.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet. In business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. On January the 16th, that would be next Tuesday, millions are uniting in a worldwide Facebook Live event to keep faith in America. Here talking about it with us is Lee Carawan. She's the executive director of the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation. Leah, it's an honor to have you on with us to talk about this incredible event that's coming together. It is about lifting up the name of Jesus, giving glory to God, and getting into alignment with God's plan and purpose. We say, let God's kingdom come, let his will be done. And before we get into more detail on that, I want people to be encouraged, as I was years ago when I spoke with Congressman Randy Forbes, when he was telling us about the Congressional Prayer Caucus. You are with the foundation, which is different than the Prayer Caucus. But I want you to tell people what happens, first of all, with the Congressional Prayer Caucus every week.
Right. Thank you, Bill. Yes, the Congressional Prayer Caucus, the thing I want people to be excited about is that in Congress, you have men and women who are like-minded, who are living their faith out, who are absolutely sincere in walking their faith out in their job as the congressional leader. And they meet together. They're a part, the Congressional Prayer Caucus has almost 100 members that are a part of this. Yeah. And many of them meet in room 219 before they cast their first votes every week and get on their knees and pray for each other and pray for this nation. And we believe that that has had a huge impact in relationships and also in their ability to stand with one another. And I know when you hear the news, all they want to tell you is all the negative things that are happening. But not only that, not only do we have more people of faith in positions of Congress, we have these kinds of leaders all across the nation. That small group of congressmen has now expanded into a network of nearly 1,000 government leaders at state legislatures. We now have a network of in 31 states with nearly 1,000 elected legislators who are part of it. And we are excited about the kinds of things they're doing. And that network is actually one of the networks that is spearheading the January 16 Keep Faith in America event. Many of them will be a part of that Facebook Live event on Tuesday.
That's wonderful. You know, Leah, again, a lot of pundits, people are so quick to make comments, as you say, and suggest about our congressmen. But these congressmen and women and influencers across the country, other local leaders in that, they get it. They see and are feeling the profundity of the position that they find themselves in as being leaders of the people, don't they? I mean, this is overwhelming to the point. I mean, even George Washington, our first president, said, it's so overwhelming, I couldn't imagine doing this without God.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the thing that I want the people of faith to understand is One of the things that is heartbreaking when these leaders are in positions of authority, they say, where are the people of faith? Where's the church? I only hear from them when they're upset with me. Where are they when we need them to accomplish some positive legislation and protect religious freedom? Because that so often the fire is not lit until the problem happens. And they're on the front lines every day trying to do the right thing on your behalf and my behalf. And more than anybody, they need your support, your prayers, and they need to know that you're with them through thick and thin, and not just on voting day, but every day as they fight for these battles.
Well, it's a call for proactivity as opposed to reactivity. And, you know, and the point's well taken on this. Leah, explain to our audience, we say the Congressional Prayer Caucus, and this is very encouraging. I'm sure our listeners are catching this and going, I was not aware people were on their knees before God. Our congressmen are seeking God's face, you know, on our behalf. That is awesome and encouraging. Now, explain what the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation does.
Well, we're actually the support organization. We're the ones that are the hands and feet, the administration. And honestly, we sort of have known for just having built the largest network of government leaders who are taking a stand for faith and impacting our culture. And the thing that's really fun is that we have the privilege of helping with the initiatives that these government leaders want to do. So this Keep Faith in America is one of a number of initiatives that they're doing. It's the biggest, but it's not just them. We as the foundation have come together with a group of coalition partners, and these would be people all across this nation, faith leaders in every sphere of society who have a huge heart for this and mission. And they are the ones, all of us together, are the ones that are behind this Keep Faith in America movement, and I'm hoping that everybody across the nation will be a part of this.
Exactly. How can we unite on January the 16th with you?
Well, the movement is to ensure that faith, God, prayer, and the Bible continues to have a place in shaping America's future, and it begins with a kickoff on January 16th. This will be a live streaming event, but what you're going to see is there are 30 events across the nation at state capitals and the U.S. Capitol where men and women of faith, elected leaders, are standing up, taking a stand. Governors are writing proclamations. Leaders are taking a stand. Citizens are gathering. But the entire nationwide event is being all these concert of events are being captured through one Facebook live streaming event that everybody in this nation across the world can participate in. If you go to Keep Faith in America Facebook page or keepfaithinamerica.com, you can attend, say that you're going to attend the event. Come on that day anytime between 12 and 8 Eastern Time, National Religious Freedom Day, next Tuesday, and you're going to see elected leaders. You're going to see faith leaders that you recognize. You're going to see celebrities and sports figures. You're going to see people coming together in a way that will be, I think, very, very encouraging. And we want you to stand with us, pray with us. You'll have more opportunities to take specific stands. You'll find out more about how you can engage during the Facebook Live event. We hope that everybody will be a part of this.
You know, some people might believe that they might feel a little bit like David, taking on the giant, because this anti-faith movement, as you say, which is still a minority of people. And when you have the truth behind you, when you have experience and a legacy of God, I mean, God himself says, you know, he that knows their God, and this is in knowing God, it's experientially. Maybe that you battled cancer. Maybe you lost a child or lost a loved one in the war that has taken place, some traumatic, catastrophic event that has happened, and God brought you through the other side. Or maybe it was just maybe something simple in prayer, because God says, bring everything to me, ask. Whatever it is, even the smallest thing, God wants to hear from us. And maybe that smallest prayer was answered for you. And because of that, you know God, and by experience. And the Bible says you will do mighty exploits. And the mighty exploit that is before us this day is that we could get this country back on track, that we could close the mouth of the accuser and put him in his place and let him be exposed for what he is. Because the thing that's amazing when you talk about funding, this is an issue for me, Leah, personally, is that what a lot of these anti-Christian groups have been able to do is be well-funded, but part of the funding they get is from people of faith in the general treasury of our government. They're able to draw from it, but God forbid that people of faith be able to do the same thing.
Right, and I just want to mention, too, exactly, that this is just the beginning. On a monthly basis, this whole coalition of organizations are going to focus on other key spheres of society. It's what you're talking about. We're going to be including churches and universities and local governments. January is just the kickoff with legislators and government leaders. But February, we're asking churches to get involved, and we're providing a strategy and videos for them. In March, we're working with the universities and we're working with the Christian groups on campus. In April, the school boards and city councils. In May, the National Day of Prayer. I mean, we have a huge opportunity here for a movement that doesn't just single, it's not just one event. This is not the end. This is just the beginning. And we want to make sure that, just like you said, and here's the great thing about it, no one is trying to take credit or to compete. The wonderful thing about this effort is that we're trying to, across the board, come together. They're stepping up. And we don't make, we're not trying to name names or put logos out there. We're just saying, listen, let's all of us do it because it's the right thing and it's the right time and it must be done. Let's just all take a stand for faith.
Yes, amen. And, you know, Leah, as we were talking about the legacy of our faith, Thomas Jefferson noted it, said, God who gave us life, gave us liberty. Can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed a conviction that these liberties are the gift of God? And this is experientially, empirically, what we are realizing in today's America. And this is what's bringing the leaders and people of faith together, is because we're seeing this. And we want the eyes of our countrymen, the eyes of the world, because what we do here in America, as we know, as Ronald Reagan says, we are that shining light of hope to others around the world.
That's exactly right. You said it so beautifully. We have people all over the world that contact us and say, do you not understand how important it is that you stand? We are counting on you. You are the ones that we look to because you have done it. You have proven that a nation of people who will ensure that laws and policies reflect God's values, God's way, and no one even pretends to think that we've done it perfectly. That is not what I'm talking about, nor do we pretend to think that everybody's a Christian in this country. That is not what it means to be a Christian nation. What it means is that our laws and policies, our founders, those that created, and those leaders throughout for centuries have acknowledged that our Judeo-Christian values are the very thing that must continue to be reflected in our laws and policies so that we can remain a great nation, a free nation, and a nation where men and women can continue to express their faith.
Well said. January the 16th, next Tuesday, National Religious Freedom Day, a groundswell of faith-based organizations are joining together to launch a first-of-its-kind Facebook Live event broadcasting to millions of like-minded Americans who are saying, I stand for faith. Will you stand with us? Go to the website. Tell them, Leah, real quick as we wrap it up, the website to go to.
Keep Faith in America, Facebook, keepfaithinamerica.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. If you're talking